Create Art Podcast. Project, National Novel Writing Month. Hello, friends. This is Timothy Kim O'Brien, your head instigator for Create Art Podcast, where I use my over 30 years of experience in the arts and education world to help you tame your inner critic and create more than you consume. So I'm recording this here on November the 5th of 2023, and we're 5 days into the month, and this month is National Novel Writing Month, and this is something that I do every year. And this was actually started up years ago, and I will have the links in the show notes on, you know, the history of NaNoWriMo, as it's also known. But basically what it is it's a challenge that you write so many words per day, and at the end of the month, you have a 50,000 word novel in 30 days. Now, in previous years, what I've done is I've combined that with National Podcast Post Month. And this year I chose not to do it. And it's a good thing. And you're going to say, Tim, why is that a good thing? Well, this year has been kind of interesting. So I just got back from a two-day conference in Richmond, Virginia, the Resonate Conference held at the Institute for Contemporary Art at my old school, VCU, Virginia Commonwealth University, and met a lot of great people. Met the actual owner of Hindenburg, got to talk to him for a few minutes, and met a lot of other great people and a lot of other great talkers. So I'm behind. So I'm coming to you letting you know that, you know what, it's okay to not hit your word total every day. Usually your word total is like just under 1,700 words. And for the first 2 days, I was doing fine. And then the third day, which was the 3rd of November, which was the first day of the conference, I was like, I'll catch up on Saturday. And then Saturday came, and I was feeling a little bit ill Friday night. And so Saturday came, and I was like, I'll catch up on Sunday. Well, on Sunday, we do the turn the clocks back an hour. A lot of things have conspired to make this challenge a little bit difficult for this year, but we'll get through it. I've been doing the National Novel Writing Month for a few years now, and I actually heard about it back when I lived in Chicago, and I did it, that must have been 15 years ago, and I never thought of myself as a novelist. I'm a poet, you know. I do things very short. Short, sweet. I get in, I get out. But this really stretched my creativity. It really stretched some muscles for me. So that's why I try to do it every year. Now, there was a time that I did it back in 2017, and something similar happened to me in that year. That year I had neck surgery. I had C4 through C7 fused on Halloween Day. And then 2 weeks later, I went to DC Podfest. And that novel just got, you know, trashed from the get-go. I just couldn't do it. You know, I was just dealing with too much pain and dealing with another podcast conference. So that's what happened in 2017. I've gotten some good stuff in the other years, 18, 19, 20, and 21. But that year, I remember that year was really, really tough. And this year started out a little bit tough as well. But you know what? We're going to get pushing on. So in previous years, I would do a episode every day. I'm just going to do an episode a week because what I've done this year is I've kept a really good schedule of doing a episode a week with the Kickstart creativity cards. And I will be starting those back up after November, and we'll be doing stuff in December and January. So we'll finish off those cards then. But for this year, you know, I'm going to take a month off of the cards, just like I did in April for National Poetry Writing Month. And we'll get back to those cards in enough time. But today, what I wanted to talk to you about is kind of where I am at. I wanted to check in with you and let you know that I'm about at 1,400 words into the novel. So yeah, I'm a little bit behind, and today I'm going to work on it some. My most important thing, though, is to feel better, get better, and you know, put some time in with my kids and my wife, because, well, you know, I had to drive down to Richmond, and I live in Fredericksburg, and I had to drive down to Richmond for this conference to meet all these people, and you know, it was pretty much an all day thing, you know, from 10 to 4, and so I missed out on some time with the kids and with the wife, and now I want to get that time back with them. I'll be putting the kids to bed tonight. And I'll get working on the novel tonight. And I don't know if I'm going to get caught up where I need to be or not. But you know what? It's okay. So this is, you know, this is the first week. A lot of stuff has happened in this first week. And I expect week number two to be much better. And we'll just push through, as they say. Now, I'm doing this. You don't need to do it for yourself, but you know, here's why I'm participating in NaNoWriMo. It provides a structural opportunity, and that's something that I need for myself, for my creativity. So it gives me structure, and it makes me, you know, come back every day and go, okay, I need to finish this goal off. And so that's why I do it. That's why I do the National Poetry Writing Month. You know, they give you a prompt every day to write a poem on. And with this, they don't give you a prompt on what to write, but they say, hey, you know what? You got to get 1,700 words in. However you do it, that's fine. But get your 1,700 words in every day. And life happens. And nobody, you know, there's not, the NaNoWriMo police are not knocking on my door this weekend. If they were, I would cough on them. As you can probably tell, my voice is a little bit lower than usual. And you know, I'm a little bit sicker than usual. I'm not usually a sick person, but and the girls were, the kids were sick, the wife was sick for the past couple of weeks, and so now it's just my turn to be sick. So, and I don't consider myself a novelist, but doing this really, like I said earlier, I consider myself a poet. I don't consider myself a novelist, but this really helps out my poetry because it is a challenge. It is a constriction, and it is something to overcome. So that's why I like it so much, is because it's really taking me out of my comfort zone. And who knows? I mean, I may write the next great American novel. Who knows? We'll find. Stay tuned. We'll find out. There's a lot of community and support with it. So I live in Fredericksburg, Virginia here, and there's a local group here that they meet up. So I can hook up with them using the National Novel Writing Month app. And, you know, we can do write-offs. We can meet up in libraries and coffee shops here in town and, you know, just build that sense of community and have that support and have people cheer you on. You know, my wife cheers me on, my kids cheer me on, but, you know, having somebody outside of the family cheer me on is a wonderful thing. And having you cheer me on is a wonderful thing too. So if you want to cheer me on, by all means, give me drop me an email. Timothy@createartpodcast.com is where you would go for that. But you're getting that support. You're having that community, with this, and you're seeing what other people are writing. And you know, maybe they turn out a novel at the end of this, and then you go buy it, and then you go, hey, I remember, you know, you on day two, and you're like, ah, the hell with this. So, and then, you know, next thing you know, that they have either a self-published novel or something that's done in hybrid or something that, you know, Simon & Schuster is pushing out. You never know. Another point that I want to bring up about, you know, why, you know, you should participate in NaNoWriMo is it gives you a discipline. It's, you know, yes, I'm setting a horrible example for you by going, I missed a couple of days, I'll catch up. But it does set you up with a discipline and a routine. You know that you have to get that 1,700 words in every day. You have from midnight to midnight to do it. How you go about doing it is all up to you. And really, with creativity, that's what it's all about. It's all up to you. I mean, no, unless it's your job to be a creative artist, which for me, I do consider it my job to be a creative artist. But if your day job isn't in that field, then, you don't have to do this stuff. But when you do it, you get a sense of satisfaction because you didn't have to do it, but you did it anyways. And just like with the podcast, every week I am here with you on Sunday. I record these on Sunday. So if you're listening to it on Monday or Tuesday, whatever, just insert whatever day it is. I'm here with you on the day that you're listening to it, okay? And I just record them on Sundays because it's easier for me to do that in the morning because my kids give me Sunday morning off. It's easy like Sunday morning. You know, I don't know if I have to pay any royalties to that song or not, but it is easy like Sunday morning for me. But it does give you that discipline. It gives you that routine. So that way you are scheduling that in your life. And, my whole catchphrase is, create more than you consume. Tame your inner critic. Create more than you consume. And that setting that time aside in your life is really going to help you out with however far you want to take your art. This year, we've talked to a number of people that have taken their art all the way. They've made it their full-time jobs. So I'm just encouraging you to, if you don't want to make it your full-time job, that's fine. But, get out there and do something. And, we see it all over our world. Here is people, they have their nose in a phone or on the TV. And, they're not satisfied with their life. And I find a lot of satisfaction when I look at my walls of my house, which I'm running out of wall space. When I do a painting or when I do a diamond painting or what have you, and give it to my wife, give it to my kids, that's something that they're going to keep for the rest of their life. And that's something that they're going to be able to point to and go, yeah, my dad made that for me when I was X years old. Or my wife can go, yeah, I remember that painting. I remember because it's from a picture that for this operation that we did on your brain. And we laugh about it. And then we look at it from across the room and go, yeah, that's pretty good. Then we look at it up close and go, ooh, that's a paint by numbers. Step back about 6 feet and it looks a lot better. But it's okay because it's something that, I took the time and I did for my wife and she really enjoys it. And, what kind of better gift can you give your family and friends than something that you created? Instead of just, going and buying something off Amazon or, what have you, go create it for them. So here's a thing that I'd like to push out to you is, how can I help you do NaNoWriMo? Because, my podcast here is dedicated all things artistic, and that includes writing, because I'm a big writer. And, you can go back to the all the episodes that we had in the past. I've done episodes on National Novel and Writing Month in the past. But here's the thing that I can do for you. I can come here every week and inspire you and encourage you. And that's what I'm going to do all through this. The podcast here, we've talked with writers in the past. We've talked about writing tips. And discussed, various genres in literature, poetry, nonfiction, fiction, all that. So by all means, if you're needing, maybe you're like, yeah, Tim, I don't want to write the novel. Well, then listen to the National Poetry Writing Month stuff that I've done. Listen to those episodes for yourself. Listen to, the other authors that I've talked to, both fiction and nonfiction. I'm here to provide that inspiration for you, that nice kick in the pants for you. Now, with NaNoWriMo, it's all about time management. You know, if you need help with that time management, by all means, shoot me an email. I would be happy to take time out of my day and help you figure out what time of day is going to be best for you. You know best. But if you want to write in and say, hey, Tim, I've got this going on. You know, I work from here to here. I'm on the road from here to here. I know we have some over-the-road truckers that do listen to this podcast. And there's different ways to create your art. And you can be on the road and do it. You know, these cell phones that we have, these smartphones that we have are wonderful tools that we can utilize for our benefit instead of for somebody else's benefit. And the third thing that, you know, Create Art Podcast can help you with is your motivation. And staying motivated for NaNoWriMo is essential. When I tell people, yeah, I'm going to write a 50,000 word novel in 30 days, I can see them, their eyes get big and they're like, what? I'm like, yeah, it's 50,000 words in 30 days. And people are like, man, I could never do that. And you know what? I was one of those people. I was one of those people that said, I can't write a 50,000 word novel in 30 days. Guess what? I've written it. I've done it. Now, have I been successful every year? No. And that's okay. Nobody slapped my hands for that. So definitely, you know, if you're looking for that motivation, if you need that motivation, I'm going to provide that here for you. I'm not going to yell at you for not, you know, hitting the goal every day. Stuff happens. Life happens. And that's the thing. We need to live our lives. And we need to set time aside to do these creative projects, but we need to live our lives because I look at art as a reflection of the times and the world that we live in. And we're just holding up a mirror to the world and going, this is what I'm seeing. Are you seeing this? Are you not seeing this? So I'm going to be here to motivate you throughout the entire month. So let's do it. All right, so for my progress report, and I'm going to give you a progress report every week, is that I'm at about 1,400 words so far. You know, 2 days I hit the mark or came really close to the mark. 2 days, not so much. I think I've written maybe 500 words in the past 2 days. And that's one of the things I did at the conference is I, you know, sitting and had my mini laptop out and was doing a little bit of writing here and there. And I think the writing's pretty good. But you're going to say, hey, Tim, so what's this novel about? So and the working title for it is The Never-Ending Podcast Guest. And, you know, the teaser for it is it's, you know, this big name podcaster dies, and I'm not going to tell you how he dies. And his spirit is sent to this little name, little guy podcaster. And this big name podcaster guy has to stay in the studio with this little guy and help him out in order to get out of the studio. Now, he can't tell the little guy what he's doing. You know, he's trying to save his own skin and get out. But it turns out that the little guy, you know, kind of gets a little taste of that fame and fortune that everybody wants and goes, yeah, no, the hell with it. I don't want this. And so this guy is stuck there. Now, do I know how this is going to end? I have no idea right now. I have no idea where I want to take it. But that's where, you know, that's my world that I'm going to be working in for this month. Where am I at? Well, I've introduced my two main characters, and I can give you the names for right now. The big name podcaster is Zach Quinn, and the little guy is Gregory Kelly, and he likes to be called Gregory, not Greg, but Gregory. So that's where I am at with mine right now. So definitely stay tuned. I'm not going to read the whole thing here to you because I am going to publish this novel. And then probably next year I'll be working on a couple of the other novels that I didn't finish and work on publishing those and editing those and doing that. All right, so it's come time in the podcast to let you get on with your day. I definitely want to get on with my day today. So I'm going to encourage you that if you're going to do the NaNoWriMo, definitely go on to NaNoWriMo.org. And check out all the stuff there. Get started. I mean, yeah, it's I'm recording this on November the 5th. Whenever you're listening to it, go ahead and get started. And, you know, and then just adjust the day. So instead of being done on November the 30th, you can be done on December the 5th if you're starting today. So go ahead and do that for yourself. So a couple of things, a couple of housekeeping things for my people that like to stay all the way to the end. I love you. As I do run a newsletter, it's called the Create Art Podcast Newsletter. And you can subscribe from my website, or you can go to Timothy Bryan, TimothyBryan.substack.com. I love the Substack app. I've been using it and reading other people's newsletters there. And I'm just really enjoying that. But definitely subscribe to the newsletter. I only send it out once a month, and I give you ideas on different projects you can do and let you know what I'm doing. You can reach out to this podcast directly, Timothy@createartpodcast.com. Love to hear about your journey and what you're working on. I also want to know, you know, how to make this a 5-star podcast. If it isn't already a 5-star podcast in your mind, email me, let me know. You know, is the music too long? Do I drone on forever in a week? Whatever it is that you think that, you know, I should be doing differently for this. Or maybe you have some ideas for topics that I could discuss. Love to hear it. And heck, maybe you're bold enough and you say, hey, listen, I want to be on this show and, you know, give you a piece of my mind, Tim. By all means, I'd love to have you on and talk with you about that. I do have, you know, the Facebook and the YouTube and the Instagram and Twitter or Twixter. It's X. I don't know. But you can reach out to me socially that way as well. I do want to encourage you to, you know, go ahead and share this podcast with a friend if you think it is valuable to them. Maybe you're like, you know what, Tim, I'm really not going to write that novel in 30 days. It's not going to happen. I'm a painter. That's cool. Pass it on to a friend. Maybe they haven't heard about NaNoWriMo, and pass it on to a friend. I'm happy to talk to them about it too. Speaking about sharing with a friend, I do run another podcast called Find a Podcast About, and that's where I help you outsmart the algorithm and find your next binge-worthy podcast. Because I know we're all looking for more podcasts, aren't we? I'm only subscribed to 150, and I just met 300 of my best friends and down in Richmond at the Resonate Podcast Festival. So, but you can find the Find a Podcast About podcast at findapodcastabout.xyz, all one word. I am not for the month of November. I'm not going to be doing any YouTube videos, but I have done YouTube videos, and you can get to my YouTube channel there as well for previous episodes. I just for this month, I'm not going to be doing those videos, and I'll get back to it in December. But for right now, I'm going to step back from that for a little bit. Okay, it's time for you to, you know, hit pause or hit stop and pull out that pen and paper, or, you know, get out that typewriter, or, you know, get on your computer like I do and fire up the Word, you know, Word document or Google Doc, however you're doing it, and get on with your day. So I want to thank you first and foremost for listening to me talk, and I want to encourage you to go ahead and give this a try. Give it a shot for yourself. If it doesn't work out, it's okay. I'm not coming over to your house and smacking you on the wrist. But I do want you to go out there and tame your inner critic. Create more than you consume. I want you to go out there and create some art for somebody you love, yourself. I'll talk to you next time.